week.
I don't know if you're a bit like me. Sometimes I think the people around me aren't very interested in Jesus, interested in faith, and it sort of diminishes my confidence. And I've had a really interesting conversation with one of my colleagues over the last couple of weeks, and we were talking a bit about what we were doing at the weekend, and I was talking about some of the youth stuff here, and she said, oh, my daughter's just started going to a church youth group. I was like, oh, that's great. And I asked her the following week, how did that go? And she was, she really enjoyed it. And the youth leader has texted me and said they're going to be looking at the book of Ephesians. And she said, you know what, I think I might read Ephesians just to see what she's doing. I talked to her the week afterwards, and she said, yeah, and one of my friends has asked me to go to church with her, and I think I might do that as well. And do you know anything about the Alpha course? Often we feel like we're not seeing God do stuff. That's how it feels to me sometimes, and it diminishes my confidence. And this was just brilliant because I've done nothing other than just asked her how her weekend was, and she's just opened up, and it encouraged me that actually people around me, people around us, actually are, especially right now, I think, really open to the things of God, open to faith. I'm really excited to see what God does, because I'm doing nothing other than just having a chance to hear what God is doing in her life. So be encouraged, as I was, that actually people around us sometimes are far more interested in God and open than we might think they are. And it's challenged me to go, who else am I missing that maybe God is at work in, where perhaps I'm just not asking the right questions.